arrived early at the wedding venue while pictures were being taken, and Jesse's father and I were standing in the kitchen while they were outside taking pictures, and he told me the slideshow, he liked the slideshow that I made of the kids growing up. And I said, yeah, that was a little emotional putting that together, going through all the old pictures of Ethan growing up. I said, I shed a couple of tears maybe while I was putting that together. He said, well, I shed a lot of tears watching it. And so we were talking about, you know, Ethan and Jesse and, you know, how quickly they've grown up. And, you know, that's one thing that, you know, most parents experience when their kids get older. And those of you that are kids don't understand that right now. But when you get older yourself and you have kids of your own, you'll understand how quickly that time goes by. And it's, you know, within, you know, just seems like a blink of an eye. And it's just, it's what we expect. We expect that to happen. We expect kids to grow. Although it happens quicker than we want it to, we expect to see progress, right? We expect to see growth. In fact, you know, most of you probably in one of your kids' rooms, you have a ruler on a door or behind a door somewhere where you have kept track of how tall, you know, one of your kids was. Probably it was your first kid, and then later you maybe didn't do it with the other ones, but you especially did it with the first one to measure that growth. We expect growth, and we should expect growth physically. And if that doesn't happen, you take the child to the doctor and say, why aren't they growing? And what we need to realize spiritually is that we need to be growing spiritually as well. You know, could you be, you know, recognized to have grown if somebody hadn't seen you for a long time? You know, certainly they might notice changes in you physically, but would they notice changes in you spiritually? Would they notice that you had grown? Because Christianity is not supposed to be a static experience. It's supposed to be organic. It's supposed to be something dynamic. And, you know, if you think about your relationship to God, and if you would describe that, well, I was baptized when I was 12 years old. If you put that kind of description on your relationship with God, you tie it to a specific event. Maybe that's really not the way to think about it. It's a whole period of growth. It should be something that is ongoing, and we need to keep growing. The writer of Hebrews complained that some of the Christians to whom he was writing were dull. Not that they were uninteresting, but they were slow. They were immature. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 says, "But for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food." So he's calling upon them to leave that elementary principle of the gospel and go on to maturity and to grow up. Just today, we had a customer in our demo room where I was demonstrating some software that really a lot of our competition has as well. And when I showed them how to use that, their eyes were opened, and they thought, well, this is amazing. And one of them asked, can we do this now with our current provider, which is Xerox, by the way? And so I said, yeah, you probably have this on your system now, but I guess they never showed you how to use it, did they? And of course, I'm just jabbing the competition as much as I can. And so, you know, there's growth that should be happening in business. There's things that should be learned, and it's a shame when you see something like that when somebody has a lot of tools to do good things and they're not using them. And we have really good tools, don't we, when it comes to what God has given us. He's given us tools to grow. He's given us tools to mature. And you probably all met people that had a great knowledge of the Bible. And I can remember, you know, meeting people like that when I was growing up, thinking I wish that I could know the Bible like them. I'd give anything to know how to quote Scripture like them. And they didn't get there by accident. They didn't just put a Bible under their pillow and it just sank into their head. They got it by study. They got it by reading. And I know some people have more of a photographic memory than others, but the point is that that didn't happen by accident. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 says that we need to press on. We need to press on, and that will help us to grow. Paul said, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ has also laid hold of me. Another thing that we see that Jesus expected when he came in contact with that fig tree, what did he expect to see on that tree? He expected to see fruit. He wanted to see fruit. In John chapter 15, verse 1, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. He's expecting that tree to do some good. And another illustration that we see back in the book of Hebrews is that, you know, a child is going to advance to a different kind of food. Now, Ethan was funny. I don't remember how long he liked those little baby food sticks, you know, the Gerber food sticks that look like Vienna sausages, which I think they're exactly the same thing, but they slap them in a different can and charge more. But he loved those things. He was eating baby food forever because he liked those. But that's really not what the Hebrew writer says. Hebrew writer says there's a time for baby food and there's a time for real meat. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13, for everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. But solid food is for the mature who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. So it's not hard to see when you look at the scriptures that maturity is not an option. It's not just something that, well, you know, if you mature, that's good. If you don't mature, you can just stay a baby. It's okay. Now, that's not the expectation. The expectation is that there is growth. The expectation is that maturity is mandatory. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 says, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. And in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we need to grow. We need to take steps to do that. And so look at yourself. And have you changed over the years? Have you changed for the better when it comes to your spiritual knowledge? Or are you in the same place that you've been for years? Like I said, you know, last week, you know, whether we liked it or not, we saw that our son had grown up and is now, you know, sometimes we really wanted him out of the house, but now that he's going to be out of the house, we don't want him to be out. But it's time for him to move on. It's time for him to mature. It's time for him to have his own family, and we expect that to happen. God expects the same thing to happen to us spiritually. Not that we're moving out of his house, but he expects us to mature, to grow, and not be in the same place that we have been in the past. That's why we are to study. That's why we're to pray. That's why we're to come together, so that we can admonish one another and be with one another and encourage one another and use the tools that God has given us to be mature Christians. So I hope you'll think about those things and not be satisfied with where you are spiritually, but always seeking to improve and to grow and to know more and to help others do the same. We can help you in any way. Respond to the invitation. We invite you to come. come while we stand together and sing.